Hi, Sean. We can get started with Manolo.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, last night while we were talking after the game with Chris Bassett, he was letting us know that his mechanics has been a real mess all year long, and he's got some issues with his release points. And well, of course, one of the main reasons why he's able to put anything together is your great help behind the plate. What are some of the things you have seen different from Bassett from last year and this Bassett from this year?
It's hard for me to tell little mechanical things in guys while I'm catching, but what I can tell you about Chris is that he's working on the adjustments he needs to make, and his mentality out there is the same as it's always been. So obviously we have faith in Chris to make the adjustments he feels like he needs to make. He pitched pretty well last night. He'll tell you he wasn't as sharp as he could have been. But I think we have all the faith in Chris.
Yes, the other day when we were talking to Matt Chapman, he was saying that because of hurting from his hip, he went into a lot of bad habits, swinging, and then it has taken a while, including part of the season, to get back to the Matt Chapman he is at the plate. I wonder if with reporting late to the spring training to what happened to you, if you make of adjustments as well to become, the Sean Murphy that you could be. And maybe that's the reason why you'd had a slow start this year, not able to be 100% right at the plate.
I mean, obviously, you don't want to make excuses, things like that. The situation with my lung wasn't ideal, but I can't point to that for the reason why, I had a slow first week, because I felt like I was swinging the bat pretty well at the end of spring training. So it's just one of those things. It's how the game works sometimes. You don't want to get off to a slow start, but you can't panic after 15, 20 at bats and throw your whole season away. So we're just working on, making the adjustments we need to make and putting some hits together.
Vince Catronio.
Good morning, Morph. I'm just curious for you, your learning curve, a game like last night with Chris working together, trying to figure it out. The games where the guys are dotting are probably a lot of fun in a rocking chair, but last night was an effort on both sides. And I just wonder how you come out of a game like that, how important to have those in your foundation as you're moving forward.
Yeah, those are good. Because most nights are like that. It's not every night where a guy's out there, taking his spots and doing exactly what he wants to do on every pitch. It comes down to communicating with the guy and talking and figuring out what he has and making the adjustments on the fly. As far as just, having experience with the guy and, as far as what was feeling good for Chris and what wasn't, and trying to work through it with him.
And then also, your thoughts about the way the rotation has, they've got experience, success certainly, and going to the postseason last year. Just the way the first week went, kind of getting a little punch in the nose, but the understanding of let's stick with our game plan, let's do the things that we do well, and it's going to pay off. And just watching them bounce back or react to the way that the first week went and not panic about that.
Yeah, exactly. He's been around long enough to know that, six games doesn't make a season. A lot of teams will have, a bad stretch of six games or just happen to happen at the first, right off the get-go. It's no panic. The season being 162 games this year and not 60, guys weren't worried about it. We knew what kind of team we were and what kind of pitching staff we have, and that these things would, right themselves.
Jordan Horman.
Hey, Sean. As you mentioned for yourself, tough first week, but I mean, 1 week is really not very much time there. Is that a situation where you're looking at that point to make some kind of adjustments at the plate, or are you just sort of trusting the work that you've done in the offseason and who you are as a player to kind of work out a bit?
A little bit of both. You can't panic over a small sample size, but you can't totally ignore it either. So there's obviously some reasons why I was, you know, swinging the basketball poorly. Went to video, saw some things. I mean, it's a little bit of both. You know, it's a slump, but it's also there's a reason behind it. So we kind of have to iron those things out.
Anything in particular that you saw on video or that you were trying to tweak?
Some approach stuff and kind of where my eyes were at. Just picked the ball up earlier and, you know, focusing on those, you know, those basic fundamentals that I was trying to do too much within the first week.
And then last thing for me, just in terms of the collapsed lung, I know that was, you know, a few months ago now or a couple months ago at least. Is that something that you said, you know, not wanting to use it as an excuse? Is it something that is still on your mind at all, just in general? And like, how are you, I guess, feeling since then, just in a more general sense, not necessarily baseball?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I don't think about it most days. You know, it's not, you know, unless somebody asks about it, really, it doesn't play a role in, you know, what I'm doing.
Thanks.
Yep.
Vince?
And Sean, the bullpen went through a very quick transition even before opening day when Trevor went down. And guys are moving into different roles and still trying to settle into some roles. I think Bob is trying to get an understanding of what he wants to do in those situations. What have you seen from these guys, a lot of them veterans, a couple of young guys, but what are you seeing from them trying to ride out this storm, try to find out who they are as a unit?
Yeah, we're lucky to have all the guys with the experience that they have. It's not easy for them not knowing what kind of situations they'll be in, I'm sure, but you know, they're all flexible and they're all professionals, and they're going to go out there and pitch when their name's called in the bullpen. So we trust all those guys that they're going to be ready when they're, you know, the time comes to pitch.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.